Coming to you live from the heart of Bolito, it's Radio Life and Style, and you're with me, Mike, in the morning, getting into another cool local interview. And this is your local station, after all. And we like to give you the local perspective on what's new, what's noteworthy, what's happening in our hood. And something that recently came across my radar is, I think, incredibly interesting. And possibly, if you're listening to this, this might be the message that you need to hear right now. Because, you know, we're a growing, bubbling, bustling node of development here on the Dolphin Coast. New people coming into town on a monthly basis. The population seems to be swelling. And, you know, growing town brings with it growing needs. And there is no denying that in the modern 2023 that we find ourselves in, folks are under incredible pressure in all aspects of life. And sometimes that leads down a road that can result in, well, self-medication, substance abuse. And before you know it, you're in a really dark and difficult place. And who do you turn to then? Who do you turn to when you need an empathetic, understanding, caring shoulder, ear, and a program to plug into to try and get you back on track? Well, the good news is that there is a facility that is opening right here in Bolito, and it's called Journey Recovery and Wellness Center. And well, it comes with a pedigree, with a background. This is now the latest addition to the Journey offering. As I understand it, it's originally centered in Johannesburg, offering a unique and upmarket rehabilitation offering. And to give us the full perspective, in the house with me this morning, I have the founders, Yonit and Clive Blumenthal, from the Journey family. Yonit, welcome to the microphone. How are you doing today?
I'm good, thank you.
Great to have you. And Clive, how are you today?
Good, thanks.
How's the coffee?
It's so-so.
So-so. Yeah, I like the honesty, hey? I'm not going to lie. The instant coffee you could do with an upgrade in the studio. We're not quite the luxury establishment that you guys operate. We're going to find out about that in a second. Let's take a step back and look at the journey to launching Journey. Yonit, how did the idea to launch an upmarket rehabilitation and wellness center first come about?
So I think the idea that what we used to think an addict is, where it's that person on the side of the road by the robot begging, is actually not always the truth. A lot of addicts are actually very functioning people, lawyers, bankers, and they need a treatment center that sees their needs and doesn't treat them in a punitive way or in a punishing way. And we looked for a facility that will give really the upmarket, luxurious look. And what we opened here in Bolito is actually like a hotel.
Ah, so if you have an idea of what you think a rehab is in your mind, it's not that.
It's not that. This is like a hotel where you come to get better in. So it's very luxurious. It's set up like a hotel. There's two people in a room, and there are private rooms, all with bathrooms en suite. The whole feel is very luxurious. And our clientele are the people who are suffering and struggling, but are also looking for a place that will treat them with that respect and that they don't feel like they're being punished. Because I think a lot of the fear about going to rehab is, how are they going to treat me?
Yeah.
And that's what we're doing very differently than other rehabilitation centers.
Well, I'm starting to get the picture now. And Clive, just to bring you into the conversation here, your first offering, Journey in Joburg, has obviously been going swimmingly, and to the point now where you felt you're able to expand. And as far as your understanding of Bolito and your idea of what kind of place it was, did you sense there was already a need for a facility like this? I mean, I don't know of anyone offering what you guys are offering anywhere along our KZN coastal strip. This is obviously a niche that you're filling. And as I said, as this area grows, the need is surely going to grow as well, right?
There were times that I would say we should actually look at Durban. Everyone looks at Cape Town. You know, when people were always opening up in Cape Town, hear about Cape Town rehabs, I did say that there's actually nothing in Durban. Durban is rife with this problem. When we came to Ballito, I then started looking around, asking around, talking. I don't remember if you remember a few months ago, there was an article in the newspaper about the drug problem in Ballito.
Yeah.
That just reaffirmed. I mean, we've been doing this now for a year, building this building. And then I started realizing what a problem it is. I knew there was a problem in Natal because there's only really South Coast Recovery Center.
Yeah.
And there's not much offered in Durban. It's way overcrowded in Cape Town. It's way overcrowded in Joburg. In Joburg, it's like every Tom, Dick and Harry is opening up a Rio.
So it was inevitable. It was going to happen sooner or later that we were going to get an offering servicing that need in our neck of the woods. You guys happen to be leading the charge. And look, we're the better for it here on the Dolphin Coast. And as you said, you need the idea of what an addict is right now. I think there's a lot of stigma attached to that. There's a lot of preconceived notions. But the fact of the matter is, you've got moms who are probably listening to this right now in the school rush who are struggling with addiction to pain medication, possibly. You've got folks that are, you know, on the surface respected professionals in suit and tie who might, you know, have gotten into cocaine or alcohol or whatever it is, and a lot of this stuff is insidious. It's in the background, and it's something that people are so ashamed of, a part of themselves, that they don't know how to address it, how to even begin taking steps to manage it without feeling ostracized. So here we have now finally an offering where you're in a safe, non-judgmental space, a comfortable, upmarket establishment. And well, look, let's get into taking those first steps. And I believe today I wanted to sort of find out, how do you even begin speaking to an addict that you might have in your life, whether it's a family member, a close friend? If you see someone is in trouble, they're going down the rabbit hole, and you know there's an option now here in Ballito. If you could just get them to walk through the door and to plug into the program, how do you even start that conversation? You've obviously got experience in this area, Yonit.
So I think the most important thing is to not do the conversation when you're upset.
Okay.
Most of the time, it's actually the family members that are the first one to notice that there's a problem. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we always feel it in our gut. We always know that something is wrong, be it one of your teenage children, be it your husband, a family member, or somebody even you work with. We can feel when something is not right. We don't always know what it is. A lot of time it is hidden, but we can see that there's all these signs that something is not okay. And we end up getting very frustrated and angry. That's not the time to have the conversation.
Okay, so timing is everything.
Timing is everything. Wait till you are calmed down. Come when you both in a quiet space and come into the conversation with a lot of compassion and understanding. Always talk about, not in an accusing way. Don't say, when you do this and this, da da da. Come from a compassionate place and talk about your fears, your concerns, what you see that's making you worried, and do it, I think, really in the calmest way. Speak a lot about how you're feeling rather than accusing the other person, and have a plan of action. So don't come into the thing like leaving it in a question mark. Know what you want the person to do, and offer to come with them. It's very important that they don't feel alone in this.
Clive, what is the first step as far as someone walking in and saying, hi, I think I need some help?
The first thing that's got to happen is the person that's got the problem actually knows he's got the problem. You've also got to let that person, in his own way, come to terms with the fact that he's got the problem. That's the first step.
All right, so there has to be a sense of ownership and acceptance of the fact that I have a problem.
Right, that's the first step. Then he comes into rehab and he goes, I've got a problem. You'll do an assessment, you'll sit down with him and ask questions and ask a bit of background, family, kids, work, how long you've worked, how long you're married, how many marriages, how many kids, a sort of like quick background, and then you'll ask, you'll say to the guy, okay, well, tell me what's happening. And he'll tell you, using cocaine and I'm drinking and I'm doing, I used to do it on the weekends. I used to do it every second weekend. I used to do it once a month. It's now becoming three times a week. It's now four times a week. I'm not sleeping. I don't go to work anymore. People are threatening me at work, or I have my own business, and I'm starting to feel the
pressure.
Yeah. Then it's, are you prepared to do what it takes? Because you can say you've got a problem, okay? And you can admit you've got a problem. It is a step, a big step.
Mm-hmm.
But are you prepared to do what it takes to come out of this problem?
To do the work.
To do the work. And the work's not just simple work, because it's a way of life that's become a problem.
Yeah.
And to change a way and your thinking and your mind,
yeah,
it's hard. It's hard to change a belief system. It's hard to change habits. It's hard to change, because a lot of addicts today, and that's the other thing I wanted to say, is addicts don't like themselves. Addicts are the biggest judges of themselves, never mind families, never mind. That's why addiction, everyone says, is a taboo thing. Mm-hmm. It's actually a taboo thing from us, from the addicts. Because we're the ones that are judging ourselves more than our own wives or our own kids. We're the ones that are saying that because we're lying, we're manipulating, and no one's going to know really what we're doing. So it all sits inside.
Yeah.
So if your wife had to say, where were you last night? Oh, well, you know, I was out to go to a business meeting, whatever I had to go and do. Or you came home smelling of alcohol, you only had two beers. You know, yesterday I heard a guy, when I was in the toilet, he was talking to his wife on the phone. He goes, look, I'm just here, I'm going to have one drink at the restaurant and I'll come on home. So he finished, I go, one drink. I mean, couldn't you tell your wife we're going to have four drinks? You know, because that's, you're not going to have one drink.
Yeah.
He goes, yeah, I just don't want her to come here and start interfering.
Yeah.
And you can see he's got a problem straight away.
Looking at the website, I'm just checking out the journey website, journeyrecoverycenter.com, and looking at your unique approach to care, specialized treatment and empathy, and reading a little bit about your stories as well. You've got a unique perspective on the process, Clive, am I right?
Yeah.
You've walked the journey, you've worked the program, and it works if you work it.
Right. So I suffered over 25 years with addiction. So did she, my wife. We're married now 34 years. I mean, 18 years of that were proper addiction. You know, I worked the program. It's a funny thing. You know, it's not about just working the program. It's I began to learn as time went by, and that's why treatment is a long process, that no matter what I try and how I try to do it successfully or minimize it or do it less than I used to do it to make myself feel that I'm not doing so much, I always ended up in trouble. So it's about understanding, and that's what we try and teach. We try and teach you how to live as an addict. You'll always be an addict. You'll always behave as an addict, but you've got to know your behavior. You've got to know your when you're in trouble, and that's the secret, I believe, of staying clean.
Wow. And as a family member or a close friend who has someone in your life that you care about, that you can see is in the grips of addiction, and it's affecting not just them, but it's affecting you, it's affecting those around them, those closest to them, trying to get them to the stage where they are willing to own it, to own the problem, to admit that there is a problem, and then to be willing to address it, to take the steps and to get on the program. Just to get there, your advice, would you say that, you know, trying to have this conversation with them, it's probably not going to happen in one go. It's probably going to be multiple interventions, multiple sit downs and conversations, to trying to get them to that place in their mind where they realize there's only one way to try and move forward. Is it the kind of thing that's best done as a sort of family unit, as trying to not just be the only voice trying to convince this person, but trying to get back up in a united front to help move the needle?
I think what's important, because in addiction, one of the things people learn how to do is to manipulate.
Mm.
There's a lot of manipulation and a lot of lying. So if the family is not united, they will always find the way out. So if we're talking about a teenage or 20-year-old child, and the parents are not united in the belief that treatment needs to happen, the child will find a way to, if mom says he has to go, he'll go and ask dad. And then dad says, no, it's okay. Then they'll always find the gap. So the family has to be united in what's going to happen. It doesn't mean that they always have to sit and talk about it together. They can have different conversations, but they have to have the conversation together first. So there's no gap of who to manipulate. I think that's important.
So having that united front and also agreeing on the boundaries, right? And then sticking to those boundaries.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. And I know that Clive said that the person needs to own it. But I think when you have that conversation with a person, you can talk about how you feel. But I think there's not one addict that doesn't know that he's in trouble. And if we come from that compassionate place of then no judgment, and then we ask, well, what do you think is happening? Most of them will actually admit that they're in trouble.
Yeah, if they're being honest. Yeah?
If they're being honest. If we're being honest when we approach them, if we're being compassionate and we just talking about our fears and how we're feeling, we're opening the door for them to be truthful. So not to try and manipulate them, because they're too good at it. Yeah. they know how to do that, so they will catch on if you're trying to manipulate them. But if we come from a very honest place, I think we open the door for honesty.
And look, I have no doubt there are lots of folks who can relate, who have someone in their life who they love, who they care for, who they know is struggling, and who they can see would really benefit from getting involved, getting plugged into a program and having a stay at a facility like the Journey Recovery and Wellness Center, based right here in Ballito. And for those that want to get in touch and might have some more questions and might be looking at taking that first step, what's the smartest way to reach out and connect with you, and where can we find you in Ballito?
So in Ballito, we're actually in Douglas Crow Drive.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's a medical center, a new medical center that's called Revive Medical Center.
Okay.
And we're there on the second floor. But I think the easiest would be to actually call us.
Aha. And if you are able to write down a number, jot it down, or to type it straight into your phone right now, I've got the number here, 079-465-4556. If you're not able to remember a number, just hop onto the website, journeyrecoverycenter.com, and you'll find all the contact details you could possibly want right there. And looking forward to having another discussion really soon right here on Radio Life and Style with my special guests, Clive and Yonit Blumenthal from Journey Recovery and Wellness Center. Welcome to Ballito, guys, and thanks for spreading the lights, the love, and the hope and empathy. And we'll definitely be chatting again really soon, right here. What do you say?
Thank you so much.
Thank you.